नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 15, text 23. Yam na vrajanti aghavito vachana anuvadach shrinvanti ye anya vishayaha Kukata mati ni yas tu shuta hatapagayar ripir atta saras tans tan kshipanti asharaneshu tamaksu hanta Yanna vrajantya ghapito rachana nuvaraj Shrimvanti yenya vishaya kukata matikni Yastu shuta hata bhakhair nipirata saras Tangs tang shipantya sharane shutamas shuhanta Yanna vrajantya ghapito rachana nuvadach Shrimvanti yenya vishaya kukata matikni Yastu shuta hata bhagair nipirata saras Tangs tang kshipantya sharane shutamas shuhanta Yanna prachancha kapito rachana nuvadaj Shrimvanti yena vishaya kukata matikni Yastu shuta hata pakhair midhirata saras Shivanja Sharane Shutama Shuhanta Shrinvanti Yenya Vishaya Kukata Tidni Yastu shuta hata bhagair nivirata saras Tam tam shifancha sharane shutama shuhanta Yanna vrajantya bhavito rachana nuvadach Shrinvanti yena vishaya kukata matikni Yastu shuta hata bhagani sharane shutamasuhanta Yanna vrajantya ghapito rachana nuvadach Yasmin bhakti yena vishaya kutana tigni Yasputa bhagavani vinata saras Tamstamshi pancha sharaneshu tamasu hanta. I'm going to give you a hint about the chanting. When a word ends in a Y, like Vrajanti, then there's a vowel after it, like ah or u or something. So Vrajanti akha. But the words are all run together, like in the Sanskrit, in the original script, the words are all run together. And so you run them together this way, or you run them together even though they're separated so you can see the different words. You treat them as if they're not separated. So Vrajanti Agha becomes Vrajant Yagha. Like YA is Ya. So rather than being Vrajanti Agha, it's Vrajant Yagha. Ya, ya, ya. Or on the last line, Kshipanti Asharaneshu, but it's Kshipant Yasharaneshu. Kshipant Yasharaneshu. Actually, it's an I in the original word, but it's changed to a Y when it comes before a vowel, just for that reason, so that you can change it from a E to a Ya. Got it? That's called Santi, the rules for what to do when different sounds come together. So it's yanna vrajantyaka pitho rachanaravadash tam stam shipancha sharanesha. That way also you get the right number of syllables in the verse. So your meter works out okay. Otherwise you'll have an extra syllable. If you treat the I as a separate thing, shipanti, then that E makes an extra syllable, which spoils the beat. So shipantya, shipantya sharaneshu. Clear? Okay. Who else? Ladies? Yanna vrajantya kapito rajatnanu vadash. Shrimpanti yena vishaya kukata matikni. Yastu shuta hata bhagayar nirvirata saras. Tamstan shipancha sharaneshu tamasu hamta. Yat Vaikuntha. Na, never. Vrajanti, approach. Akha, pidaha, of the vanquisher of all kinds of sins. Rachana, of the creation. Anuvadat, then narrations. Shrinvanti, hear. Ye, those who. Anya, other. Vishayaha, subject matters. Kukata, bad words. Matiknihi, killing intelligence. Yaha, which. Two, but shuta are heard. Hatapakaihi, unfortunate. Repeat by men. Atta, taken away. Sara, values of life. Tan tan, such persons. Shipanti are thrown. Asharaneshu, devoid of all shelter. Tamasu, in the darkest part of material existence. Anta, alas. It is very much regrettable that unfortunate people do not discuss the description of the Vaikuntha planets, but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. Purport: the most unfortunate persons are the impersonalists, who cannot understand the transcendental variegatedness of the spiritual world. They are afraid to talk about the beauty of the Vaikuntha planets, because they think that variegatedness must be material. Such impersonalists think that the spiritual world is completely void, or in other words, that there is no variegatedness. This mentality is described here as kukata matikni, intelligence bewildered by unworthy words. The philosophies of voidness and of the impersonal situation of the spiritual world are condemned here because they bewilder one's intelligence. How can the impersonalist and the void philosopher think of this material world, which is full of variegatedness, and then say that there is no variegatedness in the spiritual world? It is said that this material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So unless there is variegatedness in the spiritual world, how can there be temporary variegatedness in the material world? That one can transcend this material world does not imply that there is no transcendental variegatedness. Om Ajnaniti Nigantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Maityam Tathati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Gurav Shri Jata Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Srivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nagostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Pratidhanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yanna Vrajanta Kapito Rajana Navaraj Trimvanti Yinya Vishaya Kukata Matikni Yastu Shuta Tapagaya Nivir Atasadas Tams Tam Shipantya Sharaneshu Tamashupanta. The Hatabhaga, unfortunate persons, don't hear about Vaikuntha.
thee. The glories of the spiritual world are being described. And it's said that those who are not interested in these topics are most unfortunate. Srila Prabhupada points out the impersonalists as being among such unfortunate persons. They avoid these topics as being superfluous because in their view, the only reality is absolutely non-dual, kevala dvaita, with no varieties, because varieties would introduce a subject-object duality. And there's the seer and there's the seen. That's two now. I'm seeing you, so I'm here and you're here. And there's the process of seeing. So there's now two or three entities, and there's only supposed to be one. And if I see you and you and you and you, then there's so many entities, and there's only supposed to be one. So when we hear that there's gardens and there's flowers and that there's goddesses of fortune and that there are touchstones and that there are couple of briksha trees and there's so many different things in the spiritual world, well, what happened to our oneness? There's supposed to be only one reality, Eka Brahman Dityanashti. And now you're introducing all of these varieties. This is Maya. Therefore they're called Maya bodies, those who say that everything is Maya, all variety is Maya. So they have their experience of variety in the material world, which is Maya, which is insubstantial, which comes and goes. So when they hear about this variety, they think, again, it's Maya. Again, it's Maya. That's their misfortune. So, yes, they don't understand that this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. So, in order to have variety in the material world, there must be variety in the original, in the spiritual world. They don't know that the Absolute is capable of having eternal, blissful varieties that are full of knowledge. They think that only absolute oneness is real. As an example of illusion, the nature of the illusion of this material world, we're mistaking this world to be real. And their example is mistaking a rope for a snake. If you enter a room and you see coiled up in the corner a robe, you may mistake it for a snake. So that's illusion. You're imagining that it's a snake, but actually it's not a snake, it's a robe. So in the same way, we're imagining this material world to be real, to be eternal, to be substantial. That's a mistake. The impersonalists, including the Buddhists, give this example. So accepting that example, if you're mistaking the rope for a snake, that means that there must be a snake also somewhere. Otherwise, how have you made this mistake? If there were no such thing as a snake, you couldn't confuse a rope with it. Well, there must be a snake somewhere. Therefore, I'm mistaking the rope to be that snake. Similarly, I'm mistaking this material world for the substantial reality. There must be such a substantial reality. That's the spiritual world. I'm mistaking this world to be something that it's not. But what I'm mistaking it for must exist also. I'm mistaking the relationships of this material world to be love, although it's really more like business. You know, I love you and you love me. Just, it's really sense gratification, but I say I love you so much. So I'm mistaking it for love. It's not love. But if I'm making that mistake, there must be love somewhere. That love is in the spiritual world. And I'm thinking I found it here, when actually it's not here. Everything is there in the spiritual world, all varieties. But the varieties are all blissful and eternal and full of knowledge. Here in the Bhagavatam, in this verse particularly, it is stressed that people who try to discuss and understand the real spiritual nature of the spiritual sky and the Vaikunthas are fortunate. The variegatedness of the Vaikuntha planets is described in relation to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But instead of trying to understand the spiritual abode and the spiritual activities of the Lord, people are more interested in politics and economic developments. They hold many conventions, meetings, and discussions to solve the problems of this worldly situation, where they can remain for only a few years. But they're not interested in understanding the spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. If they are at all fortunate, they become interested in going back home, back to Godhead. But unless they understand the spiritual world, they rot in this material darkness continuously. The topics here concern Agavid. Agavid is another name of Krishna. Agha means sins. And Agavid, one who vanquishes all sins. Just by hearing about Krishna, punyayacha, one is purified of all sins. One becomes pious just by hearing about Krishna. Krishna frees one from all sinful reactions. Aham tam sarva papebhyo mukshyami. If one surrenders to Krishna, Krishna frees one from the reactions of all sins. So, Anuvada, the narrations about Krishna, Agavita Rachana Anuvada, to hear about the pastimes of Krishna, is transcendentally fortunate. You know, Shrinvatam Shvakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyan Taksto Vibhadrami Vidunoti Subhitsitam Nasta Praesha Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Savior. So in this way, one becomes purified by hearing Krishna Kata, Shrinvatam Swakata, Krishna Kata, Krishna topics. But those who never approach these topics, they're hearing. What are they hearing about? Anya Vishaya, something else. Anything else. Shrotavyad-nirajendra-nirams-santi-sahasrita. They have thousands and thousands of topics to hear about and talk about. Some of the headlines are sports, politics, economic development, crime, sex, film, entertainment, mental speculative philosophy, self-improvement, scientific advancement, da 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 da. so many different topics. This is called Anya Vishaya. And for the materialists, this is what they're busy with. It's of no consequence, but they're busy talking about these things, reading about these things. The sports, what is sports? Who cares? I mean, everybody cares, but why? These simply fighting over a ball. Of what ultimate consequence is that? But there, people are very interested. There are magazines about it, and you know, play and replay, and slow motion play, and fast motion play, play and play. People are absorbed in these things, which are anya vishaya, which have nothing to do with Krishna. I was with some boy on the plane who's reading about cars. Just a whole magazine dedicated to cars. What is the importance of cars? How much this one costs? What its performance ratings are? He's just some poor kid. What is he going to do? Buy all so many cars. But hearing about these things. Kukata mati ni. Kukata means bad topics. Kukata. Kukata. It's just like sukata means good topics. So kukata. Bad topics. Kukata. Mati ni. Mati means intelligence. Mati ni. They kill your intelligence. Whatever intelligence we have, we're reading, we're investing it. Intelligence is invested in something. We don't have unlimited intelligence that we can just spend it and spend it and spend it. You have to invest it somewhere, either in sports or in politics or in economic development, or spread it out a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. Or you can invest it in thinking of Krishna. Bahu shaka inantascha buddheyo vyavasayana. What is the beginning? Buddhir ekeha kurinanda. What's the beginning? Bahu shaka inantascha buddheyo vyavasayana. How strange. Vyavasayatmika bhutir ekeha kurinam. Those who are fortunate focus their intelligence. When you focus your intelligence, you can get a lot done. Even in ordinary studies, if your mind is wandering, you can't make much progress. The teacher says, pay attention. When you focus your attention, then you can understand something. But if your mind is a little here, a little there, therefore this co-education is not very good. Because they're sitting there hearing about history or economic development or something, but his mind is on the other side of the room where Susie is sitting there polishing her nails or whatever it is. And his mind is on her. So a little bit here, a little bit there. How will you make progress? So, vyavasayatmika buddhir. Those who are interested in spiritual progress, they have to focus their intelligence. Ekeha Gunam, one-pointed intelligence. And we see these, what are they, magnifying glass. You can take the sun's rays and you can focus them in such a way they'll burn something up. Have you done it? Yeah, you've all done it. You focus it and it becomes so powerful that it can burn up a piece of paper or whatever it is you have. Focus. Intelligence focus becomes very powerful. But Bahu Shaka, when the intelligence is many branched, a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, Buddhaya Vyavasayana, then we can't make progress because we don't develop the determination, we don't develop the focus. So it's that way with the topics. When we hear something, or speak about something, or read about something, we're investing our intelligence. And if you invest a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, or a lot here, and it's all on the material platform, how are we going to make spiritual progress? Therefore, these anyavishaya, topics disconnected from Krishna consciousness, are called matigni, intelligence killing. Just as there's an expression, killing time, means we're not doing anything very useful. Killing time. Killing our own time. Of course, finally, time will kill us. That's the fact. If we just spend our life killing time, then time will kill us also. In the Bhagavatam, it said that every time the sun rises and sets, it subtracts a day of the life of everyone, except the person who's engaged in hearing about Krishna. For him, he's making progress. The others, they're losing their days or slipping away. So, anya vishaya kukata mati ni, killing our intelligence. When the intelligence is invested in other things, we're really destroying our intelligence. Because real intelligence means intelligence focused on Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, elsewhere it said that when we hear about other topics, these topics act like reeds on the sides of a pool of water. You've got a pool, a tank, and then on the sides of it you've got like bamboo or whatever it is growing. Some thirsty plants are growing. So they'll suck up the water in the pool. So if we invest our intelligence in hearing about so many other things, speaking about so many other things, then that will suck up our intelligence. And when you look for intelligence for spiritual life, you won't have any. Or you won't have very much. It's been sucked up here, sucked up there. Therefore, brahmacharya training is very important. Teaching the student how to focus his mind on Krishna. How to vishaya, anya vishaya. Vishaya means subject matters. Vishaya also means sense gratification. Vishaya charya. Shaira shimaji. Muke palo anihari. One should give up topics of sense gratification and hear about Krishna. Yasta shuta hatapakayar. Mivir atasaras. Hatapaga means bereft of good fortune. When we hear about these other topics, they steal away our good fortune. They make us unfortunate. It's very unfortunate to enter someone's home and see as the central object, the centerpiece of everything. What?
Television.
The television. Yeah. Widescreen television now, right? Spread your arms and the television screen is that big. And there's one room in the house where most of the time is spent. Little time, sometimes spent in the kitchen, sometimes spent in the bedroom, sometimes, but so much of the time is spent in the living room. But the living room is a place of death. Because on the wall is this big screen for anya vishaya, for subject matters other than Krishna. And matiknik, the more one watches this television, the more one becomes a fool. People are paying good money to figure out how to get into your head and stir up desires for sense gratification. Buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that. Therefore, the actual product is not what you're watching. The actual product is you. You're being sold to the advertisers at so many dollars per thousand. That's how the industry works. So, and the advertising is there. That's certainly matigni. It doesn't make you more intelligent. It steals away your intelligence. And the program, which is really just bait to get you to get the hook, advertising hook into your mouth. The programming is also kukata, useless subject matters with no relation to Krishna. And what do people do? They go home at the end of the day and they sit in front of this thing and you can see them. Passive robots sitting there absorbing what's broadcast at them. Matigni, their intelligence is being killed. And so often, even while they're eating, they're watching. Unless their time is filled up with television, it's like their life is empty. Often you see old people also. This is their only engagement, watching television. They're in some institution, their meals are brought to them, and they're kept pacified by watching television. Or they're staying at home if they're still a little better in health. And spending their valuable final days as the final exam is approaching, they're sitting there and watching love stories and politics and this and that and the other thing. Matigni, your intelligence is being killed. Intelligence is being killed. Therefore, in Vedic civilization, Prabhupada mentioned that even 50 years ago, in the villages in India, people would gather in the evening and hear about Bhagavad Katha. They'd hear Mahabharata, Ramayana, Krishna Katha, Bhagavata. So their minds would be filled with Sukata, good subject matters, progressive for spiritual realization. But that's destroyed by Kukata, bad words, useless topics, Hattabhagai, which steal away one's good fortune. Nibhi, the human beings, human life is meant for better things. Atasaras, Sara, it's meant for the essential topics. Krishna, Kata, Tamstang, Shipanti. But by hearing these other topics, they lose sight of Krishna consciousness. Ashadaneshu, they become like dogs without a master, unsheltered. They're under the shelter of the illusory energy only. Tamasu, Kshipanti, and therefore they're thrown down into the darkness of ignorance. Kshipanti, Ajashama, Shupan, Ashirishvedi, Yonishu. They're thrown down into the darkest ignorance again and again. Hanta, hanta, alas, 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 alas. So the Krishna consciousness movement is meant to rescue people by injecting into their ears the transcendental sound, or putting into their hands transcendental literature. That boy I was traveling with, I thought, this boy is so thick, what will he understand? But I thought, well, all right. So I gave him a book, I think Introduction to Bhagavad Gita. And he was at once interested, actually. He said, are you a monk? He said, I've never seen a white monk. But he was quite interested in the topics. So simply we have to put these topics into people's hands. When I was in Botswana in the airport, the guy who was sitting in the little duty-free shop, he also had some useless books sitting there for sale. And he was just sitting there doing nothing. But so I gave him a book. Instead of buying one of his, he bought one of mine. And he got it. They was immediately quite interested. Quite interested. So our mission should be to distribute this transcendental knowledge. So much knowledge is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Prabhupada's books, and that we should distribute. That we should read, first of all, fill our own minds with this transcendental sound, and then distribute for the benefit of others. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. In the nature of devotion, there are five types of liberation mentioned that Krishna wants. And the general characteristics of Vaikuntha planets is that they have the liberations like Swarupa, same form of Krishna. But previously we've been talking about in Bhagavatam, we've been hearing about the description of women. It's like they're slightly different.
There?
The women there, the wives of the denizens of the heaven, spiritual, Vaikuntha planets, they're slightly different. There's a description about them given.
Description is given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been describing like 2 days, how they are beautiful, something. So does that mean that there's a difference between the general description of the Vaikuntha planets, denizens, and the women there?
Is there a difference between the general Vaikuntha denizens and the women there?
Yes.
The women are general and the men are general. There's male Vaikuntha residents and female Vaikuntha residents. So they're both described. Not only that, there's tree Vaikuntha residents, there's bird Vaikuntha residents, bee Vaikuntha residents, fish Vaikuntha residents. There's so many Vaikuntha residents in different form. There's variety. Men are there, women are there, fish are there, bees are there, trees are there, birds are there, grass is there. So many varieties. It's not just general, everything is one. So many varieties. All for pleasing Krishna. Women are pleasing by the way they walk, by the way they talk, by the way they serve. And men are pleasing in different ways, by the way they take charge, by the way they... So both things are there for pleasing Krishna in the spiritual world. Okay?
In Bhagavatam says that all the denizens of the Vaikuntha planet, they are similar to Narayana.
Yeah, they're similar to Narayan means not that they're all identical matches, but there are those who look like Narayan. Generally, the men appear like Narayan. Women appear like Lakshmi, like the goddess of fortune. Narayan means Narayan and Lakshmi, not Narayan only. So some look like Narayan, some appear like Lakshmi. Yes.
It seems to me like the biggest success in many who are vegetarian has been offering them higher taste. So
success in
making people vegetarian rather than meat eating. To my observation, that the biggest success is due to giving them higher taste, a different taste which is better than what they're used to. So obviously, this is a better one. They go for it. But now, when it comes to like radio, television, and such like media, it seems to me like ISKCON has not given enough effort, or not put enough effort in that area, so that people, there's so much scarcity of actually radical, Krishna conscious radio
television. There's lots of scope for Krishna conscious radio and television. Radio is especially good because it's less expensive. That's the first thing. Television is ghastly expensive. Radio is more affordable, both on the production side and the broadcasting side. But television is also there. So much can be done in television and radio. Just requires organization, skill, money, the usual. It can be used.
Could it mean that up to now, since Srila Prabhupada started this movement, is that ISKCON does not have capacity to do such things like TV and radio?
A little bit. We have a radio station in one place in America. Full-time devotees have been running this radio station for many years. So there's that radio is there. There's television from India. My godbrother Haridas Prabhu has produced a lot of television shows which are broadcast on Star TV and other networks. So it's there. But there's scope for doing lots more. Yes. Excuse me, just while I'm thinking of it. In terms of value for dollar, books are really good. Television is so expensive. And then it appears in a person's view for half an hour, and then it's gone. You know, how much do you spend for half an hour's television time? The time to produce the half hour, the time to broadcast the half hour. It's really costly. And then after a half hour, it's over. It's as if it never existed. It disappears into the mist. Whereas a book is comparatively, you know, for a dollar you can produce a book. And the book can stay with someone for his whole life. So books are particularly powerful. The internet presents good opportunities. On the internet you can do radio, you can do television. So we're doing a lot of that, actually. Videos and radio. You go to Krishna.com, there's like 20 radio stations, you know, broadcasting all the time. So you can get a lot of radio that way. Much more affordable. And you get enormous reach because your radio station, if you had a radio station here in Nairobi, you could reach maybe a few million people. But on the internet, you can reach the whole world. So the internet really presents good opportunities for radio, for television. We have, in Italy, there's been an internet radio station that's been broadcasting for many, many years. Before that, they had a regular station. It was also very successful. But now they've gone internet, and I think their reach is wider. So that's where there's a lot of opportunity at considerably less cost. And devotees are doing that, producing videos. There are better opportunities that way. Anyway, every medium, radio, television, internet, print, whatever there is, e-books, should all be used for Krishna. Yes, Francis.
You actually say that one to purify his life is supposed to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Mm.
Now, what about those people who are physically impaired?
People who are?
Physically impaired, like the deaf and those who are now, they cannot speak.
Oh.
They cannot hear. How do they
chant? If they can't speak, then still they can read, still they can hear. If they can't hear, still they can read, still they can speak. If they can't see, they can't hear, then there's Braille, they can read that way.
Like the one who cannot speak, how can he chant?
So he can chant in his mind. Sometimes people chant by writing, they'll write the Mahamantra so many times. There are different ways. There was one illiterate Brahmin, he couldn't read, but he was just turning the pages of the book and thinking about the subject matter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, you're the best scholar, because he was thinking about Krishna with love and devotion. We have devotees who can't speak and who can't hear. Yes. In England, there's an association of devotees who can't hear, but they've developed a Krishna conscious sign language. You know, how do you say Vaikuntha in sign language? Apratihata, there's no impediment, there's no way to stop Krishna consciousness. Not because they can't see or because they can't hear. There are many examples of devotees who couldn't see, but they were pure devotees. Prabhupada ki jai, samaveta bhakta bhakti ki jai, Lord Bhagavan.